Abdul-Jabbar. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 49. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 25. A chance for some rain showers on Wednesday, otherwise mostly sunny with a high of 48, then some rain showers possible throughout Wednesday night with a low around 27. Staying cloudy and breezy on Thursday with a high of 43, northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35, and snow possible Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 32 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the legalization of recreational marijuana in the state of Missouri, many members of the community in Kansas are advocating for the state legislature to address the medical marijuana side as well, saying it's got major benefits for children and adults with medical issues.
I've met several parents and families throughout the country who have seen great success with cannabis use, with epilepsy. He started communicating, he started vocalizing again, he started sitting up and bearing weight a little bit again, and I mean, it's nothing short of a miracle.
That audio from KWCH News. Brett Harris with Cannabis in Kansas says that it's a great way to start by talking about the medical side of the issue.
Medical is a great starting place because you can really control that the right people are getting the right medicine. That's what I like about that program. When it goes recreational, you slap down a card that says you're 21 or older. That sometimes is not a good place to start.
Good America Network News.
The 2023 AARP Community Challenge Grant Program is now accepting applications. The program is open to eligible nonprofits and government organizations. The grants fund quick action, innovative projects related to public spaces,
transportation,
housing,
digital connections,
community resilience,
diversity and inclusion,
and more. And this year, the program features two new funding opportunities for demonstration projects and micro grants. For more information and to apply by the March 15th deadline, visit online at aarp.org/community. Challenge paid for by AARP.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Deep Trick Live. Saturday, April 29th, First Council Casino. Deep Trick in an unforgettable performance. Sale now at 7clams.com and the casino box office. Another breath of fresh air from InnerVisions.
The police department in Hoisington, Kansas say that after an investigation of an attempted kidnapping report earlier last week, that it's been determined that the incident was falsely reported. KAKE News reports the original press release came out on February 1st after an attempted kidnapping was reported to the Hoisington Police Department. However, the latest post on Facebook from the police department in Hoisington, they said after the investigation, it was discovered the information was falsely reported and the case is concluded. It is unclear right now whether the person behind the fake report will face any charges for filing the false police report. In other news, the Cowley College Board of Trustees has voted earlier last week to fire the college president after less than 7 months on the job. KAKE News reports that Dr. Randy Smith was named the president back in July of 2022. However, as of Thursday last week, the board voted unanimously to terminate the contract. In the press release, the school did not provide any reasons for the firing. The VP of Academic Affairs, Dr. Michelle Shoon, has been nominated for the Cowley College interim president until a formal search can be conducted.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The latest statewide poll shows that rural Nebraskans across the state are more pessimistic about their current and future well-being and economic situation, as well as changes to their communities. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the respondents talk about their current situations as well as their outlook on the future. And the latest poll shows that near 21% of respondents show that they're worse off than what they were just 5 years ago. According to the study, that was the highest level since 2013, when 26% of individuals believed that they were worse off. The increase in pessimism from the respondents also bled into the well-being for the next 10 years, saying optimism about the future declined slightly for the past 3 years, with now 44% of rural Nebraskans believing they will be better off in a decade. They say that number is down from the 52% that were optimistic back in 2019. Those that also believe that they are powerless in current situations have also increased from 24% to 34% since 2019. Mid-America Network News.
Ashley Home Store has tons of furniture, mattresses, appliances, and TVs in stock ready for pickup or delivery. Refrigerators and freezers starting at $399, and specials like 65-inch Samsung Smart TVs at $597, a Samsung four-door refrigerator with ice maker at $1198, a semi-load of LG large-capacity washers and dryers for $599 each while 50 pairs last. Free shipping to your house within 100 miles. Ashley, the number one selling furniture and mattress brand in North America, and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Farm Service Agency issuing additional payments to underserved farmers and ranchers, which will be based on the 2020 program certification of underserved farmer. Producers who have not previously certified that status should contact their local FSA office before the Friday, February 10th deadline. Categories include socially disadvantaged farmer or rancher, limited resource, beginning farmer or rancher, and veteran farmer or rancher. Again, for details, contact your local Farm Service Agency office. City of Seneca accepted a $1.4 million bid for rebuilding streets and sidewalks from 7th to 11th Streets, replacing the original brick with 8-inch concrete. A project from 3rd to 6th Streets was completed earlier, and the entire project began over a decade ago. Storm sewer and new street lighting poles will be part of the work beginning in the spring, funded through sales tax funds in reserve. Extension professionals from Kansas State University have created a series of virtual programs titled Living Well Wednesday as a way for individuals and families across the state to have access to various educational opportunities. Contact your local Extension office for details. Governor Laura Kelly last week appointed Kelly Humler of Troy to a vacant magistrate judgeship position in the 22nd Judicial District. The vacancy results from the resignation of District Magistrate Judge Laura Johnson McNish. Washington County Commissioners have received a request from Hanover Township about closing a road. A recommendation to appoint Joe Wishman, Lincoln Township Clerk, was approved at last week's meeting, and commissioners briefly discussed housing programs. Nemahal County Commissioners heard last week that painting traffic lines on overlaid roads would run $1,000 to $1,200 per mile. No decision was made. Nemahal Valley Community Hospital representatives provided an update on the remodel and hospital addition and requested purchase of a strip of a one-third of an acre rather than an easement, which was discussed but had not been filed. A motion to sell the property for a dollar died for lack of a second, and the county appraiser was asked to put a value on the ground. The annual legislative forum in Marshall County is set for Saturday, March 4th at 9:30 a.m. at Landall Lanes in Marysville. Marysville Chamber and Main Street annual meeting and celebration was held Saturday. Outgoing President Sarah Kessinger and incoming President Rachel Fry were recognized, along with board members and award winners. Ron Wilson with the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Affairs was the guest speaker.
It's our homegrown businesses that are really the core of our state's economy. And there's no substitute for having those entrepreneurs that we can raise up within our own ranks that are going to stay committed and rooted in our communities. You know, an outside-the-box idea, I think that's a gift that an entrepreneur has, is they can see a need and they can maybe see a way to adjust and respond to that need, and we need to encourage that.
Inez E. Swanson, age 92, of Frankfort, passed away January 30th. Funeral service Saturday, February 11th at 2 p.m. at the Salem Evangelical Lutheran Church, rural Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Inez Swanson. Rosemary F. Clausenbutcher, age 88, of Greenleaf, passed away Friday. Arrangements pending with the Anders Fifely Funeral Home and Christy Anders Funeral Homes in charge for Rosemary Clausenbutcher. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, lasagna, French bread, mixed green salad, mandarin oranges, and cake. Tomorrow, baked fish, hash browns, peas, and apple rings. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. More sunshine today with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-20s. Slightly warmer throughout Wednesday, a slight chance for some rain showers, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Some rain showers possible over Wednesday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s. Staying cloudy and breezy throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. There will be a slight chance for some snow flurries throughout Thursday night. Staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Northwest winds still between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Cooler on Friday, some sunshine with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. And mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Warming back up as we head into the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and clear Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early February 43, record high on this date 73, the average low 20 and the record low 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:29, sunset this evening at 5:54. It's 30 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's check in the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 7th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
See your local H&R Block office in Marysville at 907 Broadway and at Beatrice at 115 North 6th Street.
Cook & Company urges everyone to send Valentine's cards to the men and women of the military this year. From Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors, is celebrating 30 years in business with expanded employee benefits, including Blue Cross Blue Shield Health, Delta Dental, and Disability.
Come test your knowledge at the Marshall County Arts Cooperative Get Smart with the Arts Trivia Night. The evening kicks off 7 p.m. Saturday, February 11th at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. Join in a night of fun and interesting trivia along with good company. Popcorn bar will be available as drinks are BYOB. $200 per team of six. Registration and more information can be found at marshallcountyarts.org. Try your trivia at Get Smart with the Arts Night, February 11th, presented by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
How about a great job that you can rely on with a stable company offering great benefits? Be a part of a diversified company manufacturing essential products, trailers, tillage equipment, and forklifts. Landall is hiring for assemblers, welders, and painters at the Marysville, Waterville, and Beloit locations. Again, offering stable employment, excellent wages and benefit package, and growth opportunities. $500 to $1,000 hiring bonus. Apply online today at Landall.com or phone 562-5381 to learn more.
Valentine's Day is all about love, but not just romantic love. It's the perfect opportunity to shower your family, friends, and children with sweet notes and gifts to remind them of just how much they mean to you. And Reflections is here to help. From funny and sentimental cards to delicious gourmet chocolates and candies, adorable Valentine's Day plush, and more, you're guaranteed to find something they'll love. Make Reflections Hallmark your Valentine's Day shopping destination, located at 901 Broadway in downtown Marysville, Kansas.
Monday night basketball and girls action. Centralia took Marysville 47-37. In boys play, Marysville topped Centralia 62-39. Tuesday night tip-offs, Marysville hosting Rock Creek. girls and boys action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover at Clifton Clyde, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights home to Lynn. Frankfort entertains Axtell. Washington County hosts to Blue Valley. Centralia's home to St. Mary's. Diller Odell at Falls City, and Southern tips off at Lewiston.
With text order options, competitive daily pricing, and no rot requirements, Kramer Oil has everything to make your next propane or fuel order a breeze. This is Chad Kramer. Our goal at Kramer Oil is to deliver dependable, reliable products to your home or business at the best value and with the best customer service around. Visit us online at KramerOil.com and see how we can serve you. The Kramer family, proudly serving your family since 1976.
Helena Agri Enterprises supports the Centralia and all area FFA chapters and thanks the leaders for teaching our youth the varied aspects of the ag industry. It will be beneficial to them in future endeavors. From Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, people, products, knowledge. Always proud to support our youth. Sheer Quality Furniture is recognizing all Beatrice FFA chapter leaders for providing an opportunity for the youth of the community to further their education by teaching them business and technology skills. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available.
Napa Filter Days run through February 18th at Enan's Automotive in Marysville. Take advantage of their large selection of farm filters, as well as hydraulic hoses, bearings, and all of your agricultural needs. Join them for a complimentary lunch Wednesday, February 8th, 11 to 2, at your Napa Parts Store, Heenan's Automotive in Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it's Tuesday. That means it's time for the Steckline Report.
Well, as you all know by now, Congress has passed their year-end budget. They did all that late in December, and this bill includes provisions that commonly is referred to as Secure 2.0. What in the world is that? Well, it's a gobbledygook of a big, long, big pages of interesting things that are changing in our tax laws. And you're going to have to talk to your accountant about this because there's no way in the world that I could even start except to tell you just... Well, as you all know by now, Congress has passed their year-end budget. They did all that late in December, and this bill includes provisions that commonly is referred to as Secure 2.0. What in the world is that? Well, it's a gobbledygook of a big, long, big pages of interesting things that are changing in our tax laws. And you're going to have to talk to your accountant about this because there's no way in the world that I could even start except to tell you just a few of the highlights that are changing and that could make a difference in your tax situation.
With fescue crops reeling after last year's drought, it's decision-making time for many Kansas producers. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State Southeastern Area Agronomist Bruno Pedrera explains the options for producers with damaged or dead fescue.
Last fall was horrible for us, right? We had the hottest September and the hottest October since 1895. So most of the fescue was kind of dormant during the summer months. After June, July, we didn't get the rain that we were expecting. And most of these fescue fields, they were not able to recover as we used to see in a regular fall weather. During the winter, there is not much what we can do. But knowing that we had a bad fall last year and knowing that some of the fescue fields didn't regrow as we were expecting, what we can do for the spring.
Pedrera tells producers what they can do right now in the winter months.
What I want our farmers to do right now is to try to evaluate what you have right now. Some of the fields were recovering late fall, but we also get a early freezing. The fescue may be trying to come back. In the very beginning of the spring, you will be able to see it better. So from now on, keep the eyes on your fescue and try to figure out if it's coming or not. If you already have a fescue field that you knew that you were thinking about moving forward with a different crop, maybe that's the time to go forward, take soil samples, figure out what you have in your soil in terms of P and K and pH. So based on that, we will be able to get a good recommendation and plan a good establishment. But if you know that you are in trouble and you are not seeing any fescue there, we should consider planting some warm season grasses or summer annuals. And also, that's a good time as well to think about novel tall fescue. Novel tall fescue has been great in Kansas as well. And that's maybe one thing that we need to consider.
Pedrera goes on to discuss forage alternatives in the case of irreparable fescue.
If you were able to plant, for example, forage soybean, it would be a nice alternative to give us high forage quality, or grain if you want to sell it instead of grazing or make bale. Other than that, plants like crabgrass or Bermuda that you can think as a warm season grass, or something like sorghum Sudan or pearl millet, those will be other alternatives we have with really nice and high quality forage as well. When you plant grass over grass, weeds will be always a challenge. So if you have a chance to go row crops for a while during the summer to get rid of all of the plants we have there, clean field, and then in the fall, we will be able to plant our novel tall fescue and we will have a really nice field.
That was Bruno Pedrera, K-State Southeastern Area Agronomist, providing insight on producers' options in the case of damaged fescue. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel is proud to support the men and women who volunteer their time and efforts as volunteer firefighters and EMTs. Everything these individuals do is appreciated beyond words. From Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn, serving prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays.
Hoping for an early spring? February Weather Lore says to be careful what you wish for. A closer look at the old-time wisdom next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 7th, the 38th day of the year. Writers Charles Dickens and Laura Ingalls Wilder were born on this day. In a week or two, many of us will be watching for robins, starting seeds, and hoping for an early spring. But it's interesting to note that centuries of weather lore warn against it. Take these proverbs, for example. If February give much snow, a fine summer it does foreshow. All the months of the year, curse of fair February. And if February brings no rain, 'tis neither good for grass nor grain. There's good reason to be suspicious of fair February weather. A blanket of snow is crucial for the growing season ahead. It insulates root systems, prevents frost heaving, and replenishes the groundwater supply. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY 30 in Marysville this morning. A few degrees cooler on a high near 50 today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. After their loss over the weekend, the Kansas Jayhawks came back and won last night over the number 5 Texas Longhorns, 88-80. The Jayhawks took a hit on the weekend as they lost to the number 11 Iowa State Cyclones, 68-53, but revived themselves after Grady Dick last night put 21 points on the board with 4 rebounds and 1 assist, playing 35 minutes in the game. John Harris also came back putting 17 points on the board last night with 6 rebounds and 5 assists. The Jayhawks are still hanging in at number 9. 9 nationwide, according to the national AP polls. And the victory last night bumped them up to the number 3 slot in the Big 12 Conference, at sitting 7-4 in conference play. Overall record right now is sitting at 19-5. Their next game is on Saturday, with tip-off at noon against the Oklahoma Sooners. The Kansas State Wildcats are in action tonight against the number 17 TCU Horned Frogs. That tip-off at 8 p.m. The Kansas State Wildcats are sitting number 12 in the national AP poll. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running, for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg, or online at RustyEckFord.com, and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
As the big game approaches for the Kansas City Chiefs, scoring up against the Philadelphia Eagles, the star quarterback for the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, said that he's feeling good with his right ankle injury, as he was seen on the practice field on Thursday last week, saying that he's planning to fully practice over the next 10 days leading up to the Super Bowl. KSN News reports the injury to the ankle happened during the divisional round against the Jacksonville Jaguars, but was cleared to play for the AFC Championship over the Cincinnati Bengals, where they pulled off the victory 23-20. Both teams have officially arrived in Arizona in preparation for the game coming up this weekend, with individuals already giving their predictions on the game, with many leaning towards Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes, especially if the Chiefs are an underdog here and are playing from trail position against a Philly team that's been awesome in the first half, creating big deficits for their opponent. I expect Mahomes to throw and throw often against this Philly defense. Even if he's got some injured receivers, it's still Patrick Mahomes.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldogs manhandled the Centralia Panthers 62-39 in Monday Night Basketball. Bulldogs jumping to a 22-9 first quarter lead, never looked back. Led in scoring by Willow Tot with 19. Jack Lauer had 14 points, with 9 Marysville players scoring. Bulldogs improved to 14-2 with a 62-39 win at Centralia. They were led by junior reserve Reese Tanking with 11, 9 of those in the first half. Panthers fall to 10-5. 62-39, Bulldogs beat the Panthers. In girls' action, Centralia wins 47-37 on the strength of a 13-4 third quarter run. Centralia led by Lena Haverkamp and Owen Dieters with 14 each. Laura Thompson scored a dozen, as Centralia improves to 9-6. Marysville's Della Rader had 14. The Lady Bulldogs fall to 5-11. Centralia 47, Marysville 37. Both teams back at home Tuesday. Marysville hosting Rock Creek. Centralia hosts St. Mary's. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Bierken.
Monday Night Basketball in girls' action. Centralia took Marysville 47-37. In boys' play, Marysville topped Centralia 62-39. Tuesday night tip-offs, Marysville hosting Rock Creek. Girls and boys' action live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover at Clifton Clyde, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights home to Lynn. Frankfort entertains Axtell. Washington County hosts to Blue Valley. Centralia's home to St. Mary's. Diller-Odell at Falls City. And Southern tips off at Lewiston.
KNDY.